Good morning. We have a theme today, and it's called, it's about choices. Okay. So as we start, just remember, there's no person here to be speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. When the term we is used, it is meant as the one appearing as all. And when the term I is used, it is meant also as just the one appearing as many. And when the term you is used, it is meant as well as the one being, the one presence, and the one reality. There cannot be a me talking to a you that is listening. It is always the one awareness communing with itself. So follow a breath in, being aware of the sensation as it fills the form, and then aware again as the sensation leaves the form. And again, aware of the sensation as the breath comes in, and then aware as the breath goes out, releasing, letting go. Be still. When we are instructed, or the thought idea comes that we must make some sort of choice, that we must make some kind of a decision, how deeply do you inquire to see what is truly being spoken? And who and what is speaking? Meaning, is there the belief there that is saying, I, person, need to decide and make a choice about someone or something? Take a moment. Let's take a look. Decisions seem to be required. Okay. Now, in reality, there is nothing here but you, the omnipresent. The presence of pure conscious awareness. So, who is going to do or make a decision or a choice? Who does the choosing? Go down. Let's use mind now to reflect on the words or the thoughts cannot be for a person. This thought idea of making a choice, having to decide, that thought, those words cannot be for a person.
Why?
When the idea arises, I have to do. Because in reality, there are no persons. So, what or who is this thought idea of decision making being presented to? If there is no person present, the idea arises, I have to choose, I have to make decisions. Who is that thought presented to? Now, even if you're not aware of it, make a note here that these thoughts of choice making can be going on all day long. But we are going to look simply. Okay. So we recognize the idea that rises. I need to make a decision here. Even if it's not verbally in your mind, there is a decision, a choice to be made. And it can be as simply as to choose the raspberry-filled donut or the cream-filled donut. And then even another idea arises that says, how about both of them? Okay. And we stand there running through the pluses and minuses of which decision will be best. Is that raspberry going to taste, is it fresh, is it going to taste good this morning, or maybe I should go with the cream? And you may not even recognize the subtleness of an unpeaceful suffering as we struggle to make a good decision. That's just a simpleness, okay? Or it can be something we would call a major decision. So we might think that the decision between this donut and that donut is rather insignificant. It doesn't mean it. But you were there trying to make a good choice. A presence was there. Okay. As again, I just said, it could be something that would be like a major decision, perhaps even an elective surgery, changing jobs or buying a car. And we spend lots of time researching, maybe talking to the family or talking to friends on Google. Okay. To find out what the benefits and the downsides are about what we are attempting to make a decision on. Right? You feeling that? Thoughts of, I need to choose now. I need to figure out what I need to do now. I gotta make this choice. I'm running out of time. What is the best way to go? And then so many thoughts come for the pros and the cons. Thoughts come up, hopefully in helping us make the right choice. And we try to do this through mind, sometimes through prayer. But what is truly going on, and which we may not be aware of, is we are attempting to make, to not make any decision that will incur us to have a loss. Okay, let's look at that again. Gathering information, agonizing, being anxious over it. We are attempting to not make any choices that will cause us to have any kind of a loss. To not lose supply of any kind. Supply of friendships, supply of money, supply of reputation. But mostly it is about money. And that is because mind requires gain of some nature in order to have the feeling of safety and security. Recognize that this can be the subtleness of it that you have not yet seen. But fear rises with the desire to not lose. Let's take a moment with that one. Think about losing dollars, losing your good name, so to speak, or your reputation, losing friends. Any loss of any nature. So from the mind's standpoint, decision making is all about gain of some nature. So as we just said, along with this trying to make the right choice, then we bring in that desire, anxiety, and fear, and doubt. All of the notions that go along with the idea of separation. So when we feel fear around making a decision, we are really looking for a way to not lose anything. See if you can, in this moment, think of a time when you were trying to make a decision Okay. Was it joyful, happy, free, uplifting? Or were there feelings there of doubt or unsurety, fearfulness? What were you trying to gain? Or what were you trying not to lose? So mind tries to seek gain or not to lose anything. But what mind is attempting to do in decision making holds no truth to it. Because safety and security are not dependent on any object whatsoever. That feeling of security, of freedom, of serenity, of contentment does not rely upon any object, be it person or thing. And certainly it does not depend upon dollars. So the ideas that are held about choosing, about decisions, these ideas to make that good choice, to make the right choice, are all coming from our old belief system of separation. For certainly, one that is living the life that is, knows it is the fullness and the completeness of what God is. Within God, within our own being, there is nothing needed. There is nothing desired. All is complete, full, and fulfilled. And living in that state of knowingness of self is the peace, is the security. Okay. The old belief system carries the belief that you are separate from your good, that you are separate from your security, that you are separate from your abundance. That is mind. And mind will take you up every mountain and into every valley to find a way to make a good choice so it does not lose. So we then go through the fear, the anxiety. The uncertainty of trying to choose. But we are only believing in a belief in an idea, in a thought about separation and suffering. And no matter how real they feel to the mind, it is not reality. It is part of the belief story of separation. Okay. Right in this moment, take a breath. Drift down deeply. Take that breath and just settle down into what you are. Settle down into that peace. You know deep down who you truly are. You know in this very moment that you are aware. Look, see that it is so. You are aware of all that is rising within you. Are you not? Aware of thoughts, aware of sounds, aware of feelings or emotions. Are you not aware in this moment? You know, in this moment, you know you are present. And you know you are aware of being present. No matter what thoughts are trying to state, no matter what thoughts are trying to tempt you with, you know in this very moment you are present and aware. And what is your nature? The infinite, eternal presence of awareness. That is you. And you know it right now. So you know you are here, you know you are now, you know you are present, and you know you are aware. There is a however, if there is still the holding of a belief in your mind of the idea that there is a person that is present, or a person that is aware. So, if that is being held to, I person that is having to make choices, it is by that acceptance of a belief in those thoughts that there then will continue the anxiety and suffering to find a way to always make good choices. If that is still being held as your belief, that I am a person here and I have to make good choices so that there is no loss. Just that long does that fearful anxiety continue. So let's take a look. Is there a person present to make choices? Good or bad, doesn't matter. But is there a person present that needs to make choices? Watch mind, watch the thoughts. In your seeing, can you find a separate suffering person that has to make choices? Breath. Look clearly. And I can hear mind. Yes, I have to make choices all day long. Even something as turning the lights on in this room and not the other room. Walking around the block to the left instead of the right. These are continual throughout the day. We pay them no mind because they're not bringing us a discomfort. But they are happening throughout the day. When it comes to something major, there then rises this idea of person. It has to make a choice to stay, to go. To have milk or water. You are not person. You are presence. So believing, I'm going to look here at belief for a moment. Believing, we say, I believe in this, or I believe in God, or I believe in nature, I believe in whatever. But believing, when we use the term believing, believing carries with it doubt. Believing is not a knowing. Believing is saying, I hope this is real. Or I hope this is not real. So, believing in any belief or concept Even the belief that there is a person making choices and choosing is but another thought. It is a thought of believing. And we believe the conditioned ideas about ourselves and the world. We have this belief, so they say, in a conditioning called separation, that there is a me here that must make a good choice. That is nothing more than a conditioned thought that has been picked up, that has been embraced, that has been engaged. And as we engage it, we bring with that the uncomfortableness or the feeling of suffering. Conditioned belief in separation, it states, its basis is that there is a me here that must make the choice. That there is a Mary here, or a Sam here, or an Alice here who is making a decision. Even if you say, I believe in God. That is not truth. I choose God. I choose to recognize my spirituality. That also is mind with the thought idea. I choose. Because to mind, the so-called believing in God comes with the hope of that being the ultimate right choice. But that too is only a thought. About believing. A thought of having a belief in something. Okay. How are you doing? Everybody doing okay? Take a breath. There is no way to believe in God in a way the mind interprets belief. Mind requires believing. To be about something material, something tangible, something it can get its hands on to describe and to apply adjectives to. Mind requires believing with something that the five senses can report. You are not material. You are not tangible in the way the mind believes. Consciousness is not a separate object from you to be reported upon. What you are, consciousness, awareness, reality, is beyond any words of description or belief. Belief is like saying, well, I'll get there eventually, and then I'll know. No, you're already there. You don't have to believe about getting there or being there. Okay. What you are is beyond the description that the mind can come up with. God is you, and you are God. That's it. You are everything that God is, and God is everything that you are. There is no separation there. There is no path to walk in some distance to be there. So it is just as there is no doer, just as there is no thinker, there is no believer, and there is no one here to make choices, to make decisions. There are only thoughts about a person who believes in having choices to make about this or that. So a seemingly person, after much anguish and anxiety, seemingly makes some sort of decision. And the decision that was made is what it was going to be all along anyway. Okay. Let's take a pause. The non-existent person cannot make anything but a non-existent choice. A non-existent person can only seemingly make a choice, but that choice too is non-existent. It is life flowing and life happening. And what the person thinks it chose was but just the happening of life flowing. It would have been anyway. But as person, we struggle in this flow, trying to shape it so that I, as a person or mind, does not have a loss. But it is the presence of the life that you are that is flowing. And it only looks like choices to the mind. But it is the happening of the flow in the now. It is only mind that says it is you, a person, making the decision. But it always was, and it is always going to be, the flowing of life. And if you take that away from mind, you will flow freely and joyfully through what used to look like the anxiety of making choices, and see that it is the flow of life that only looks like making choices to a mind that does not know God, that does not know you. It is mind attempting to state there is a person making choices. Life flows as it is. There has never been a you to make a decision. So all the suffering, all the anxiety, all the fear, all the doubt is but the mind in its story about a separate person. And life is flowing freely and joyfully all along, undisturbed by mind's story, fulfilling itself in, as, and through this body form. You think you made a choice for the raspberry-filled donut? No, you did not. It was life flowing joyfully. And in that moment, in that now, life was the raspberry donut. Life was the joy of tasting that raspberry donut. And life was there. There was no you. This is your oneness. This is your completeness. This is your wholeness. There can't be a you usurping the presence of God. It just doesn't exist that way. It is not happening that way, no matter how the story is written by mind. That is not what is happening. Okay. So, when it looks as if there is someone present who is making choices, look again. Divorce yourself from mind. Let it go. No matter how interesting the stories are, no matter how they feel to be about a you that is not God, a you that is a separate person, divorce mind. Let it be. Let it say what it will. Let the thoughts be whatever they are. They have nothing to do with God. Again, look at them as opportunities to be still and to know who you truly are. There truly is no need of suffering. What is appearing is just what is appearing. It is what is happening in the moment. And there is nothing or no one here that is doing anything, no matter the appearance. You know what appearances are, right? They are opportunities to transcend the unreal. All is yourself. This self that is rests in awareness, even in the awareness of the play of person attempting to make a choice. You are there in awareness of that happening. Just make the disconnect. I am aware of the idea that there is a person trying to make a choice. And remember, you are never what you are aware of. Okay? So, when it looks as if there is someone present to be making choices, I want you to look again. I want you to take that as an opportunity to transcend those thoughts. Okay? All is yourself. All is pure, perfect presence that is aware of appearances and the happening of the moment. So remember to take that breath and drift down deep into your being and be still. So remember, there are no choices a person can make. It is all the flowing of life. So rest in the trust of the life that is you flowing. You are the flow. Trust it. Be still. All right. How are you doing? Too much? Too little? Okay.
Perfect.
Perfecto. Okay, questions, comments, ideas? Can you see as we went through that, the progression out of something that we hold perhaps to be so true and so real to us, that as you go through that, the clear seeing becomes a little clearer. Yes, that's exactly how it seems to unfold for me. That's exactly what I seem to go through. So when you come into the taking the breath and stepping back and just watching it, you realize I am awareness. I am aware of this taking place. I'm even aware of the feelings of fear and anxiety and doubt. I am aware of them. But I am not them. And it gives you then that opportunity to just be still in awareness of what is playing out here on the screen of awareness. So you have that opportunity. Here goes our red flags again. But when you find yourself following, oh, what to do, this has got to be right. You know, when you find yourself, take that breath, as always, take that breath and step back away from the appearance. Also meaning not only a visual appearance, but the appearance of the feeling of fear or the appearance of a feeling of doubt. You know, you step back from it and say, well, wait a minute. Just let me look from a higher place. Let me take this opportunity to look from within my own being. Let me take the opportunity to look from within my heart of unconditional love. Let me look at this from there. Let me have my awareness from there. And you will find that that peace that is you flows at that appearance, so to speak, and I'm using words to point you, but it flows to that appearance and the appearance seems to calm. The calmness that is you is the energy unto that appearance. Okay. And as that calms within you, whatever decision is the happening, you become aware of that, but you don't fight it, you don't argue with it, you don't try to change it, you don't try to make it something other than what is actually flowing. Now, this is twofold because you begin to see clearly and you begin to recognize a deep trust in the life that you are, that is flowing for the greater good of all. You have no life that is personally yours. God is life. Life is God. Okay? So you have this opportunity then to step back from what is appearing. Step back from the emotions, the feelings, and most important, step back from the story that the mind has generated about a separate person. And you view from a higher place. And now that appearance has your unconditional love. So, with that energy, that appearance may just dissolve. But to you, as the presence, it doesn't matter if it dissolves or it does not dissolve. You remain as the presence of peace, of harmony, of joy. Your work, so to speak, in in awakening, and many of us don't care for that. But the work and the discovering of your true, true self is to always recognize when mind and thoughts are playing you for a person. Is to recognize that at every turn. And that is what your practice is about. Seeing, stepping back, letting it alone. If there is something that body is going to be used for, it will be used for it, no doubts. Okay. So any questions, guys? Yes, you have to unmute you, Glorian.
Hi, everyone. Thanks. I want to thank you for this beautiful talk today, Mary.
Thank you.
It's just perfect how we were moved from the misperception, the misperceived self, into the reality of our being, that omnipresent, mystical I am. So I just wanted to thank you. It was absolutely beautiful. And as you were speaking, it kept coming to me when you were talking about belief, the belief, L-I-E, how it's the lie, and how we move into that true place of knowingness. So thank you so much. So glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy to have you here. Yes. So,
Mary.
Yes, love.
I feel this stability in this knowing when I'm observing what is appearing as this person who's trying to make a decision. There's a stability and a, I want to use the word power, but it's just,
it's true.
It's like a force. It's like a river. It's like a movement. Yeah.
Well, there is a power there. Your natural power of this knowing. Okay. So it's the power of peace. It's the power of knowing. It's the power of harmony. It's the power of unconditional love. It is. You can call it a power.
It knows
anything, but there is a power of presence there.
Yes.
The presence of unconditional love. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And there is a stability there because that's all that there is. When we are not abiding as what we are, okay, we are like this leaf on an ocean. It's just coming and going and moving and ups and downs, and nothing is stable. Nothing is grounded. Nothing is like solid. Okay. So there is that solidity. There is that stability because you are living as reality. And reality is all that there is. You are. So when you're living as yourself, okay, you do feel rooted, and you are rooted in unconditional love that doesn't waver, okay? That doesn't ask for decisions, okay? It just is. So yes, that's what you feel when you feel stable. You are being as you are. Okay. Anyone else? Yes.
Just quickly, as Kate was speaking, it was coming to me so strongly when talking about power, and you, what you were saying in response of how power is the light and the understanding of the truth of who we are. Thank you.
Oh, much love for that. Yes. Right. So we'll bring this one to a close for today. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am not being nor non-being. I am not thought or non-thought. I am not presence or non-presence. I am not consciousness or non-consciousness. I am not here nor lo there. There are no words, concepts, thoughts, or beliefs that can reveal what I am. Be still. Amen. Namaste.